When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
That was a slightly mellower version of the great Broadway song Tomorrow, sung by Barbra Streisand in her Songbird album. I thought that would be a good way to ease us into today's Broadway to Main Street broadcast. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for today's show, which is going to examine that great quintessential Cinderella musical of the Broadway stage, Annie. Annie was a huge hit when it opened on Broadway in 1977, in many ways an improbable hit, and is just roared back to tremendous success at the Palace Theater on 47th and Broadway, just in time to get a new Broadway musical deal for Christmas. So I thought it would be a good opportunity to look back at Annie, at the context that created it, as well as its Broadway success, and various incarnations in film and on television. Well, many of you know that the character of Annie is actually Little Orphan Annie, created by Harold Gray for a comic strip in 1924. She was an indomitable orphan with red hair. She's sort of pupil challenged. She had a wonderful dog named Sandy who went, what, all together now? Arf, that's right. And she's eventually adapted by the billionaire Daddy Warbucks and undergoes many interesting adventures and perils and hazards, always with a plucky sense of optimism. Little Orphan Annie was a success pretty much the day it hit the newspapers in the 1920s. There was a pop song written about her in the late 20s, and it wasn't before long that she transferred over into media by becoming her own star on the radio in the 1930s. And the Little Orphan Annie radio show was a tremendous hit. It carried her through the 30s into the 40s. And let's hear the theme song to that radio show, performed by a great jazz player named Joe Mooney. Why he decided to record Little Orphan Annie, I have no idea, but I'm glad he did, because it's a charming song. So everybody, okay, do you have your cup of warm Ovaltine in your hand? Good. Okay, so let's listen to the radio theme song from the 1930s of Little Orphan Annie.
That little chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks, cute little she, little Orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair, they never seem to have a care. Cute little she, little Orphan Annie. She's got bright eyes, cheeks a rosy glow, there's a star of healthiness handy. She's just a bite size, but always on a go. If you want to know, bark that Sandy. Wouldn't it be worth your while if you could always wear a smile? And then you could be that little loving Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow, there's a star of healthiness handy. She's just a bite size, but always on the go. But if you wanna know, bark that Sandy. Wouldn't it be worth your while if you could always wear a smile? And then you could be like little Orphan Annie.
Well, Little Orphan Annie's cheerful smile perhaps faded a bit in the 1960s and 70s, as she was no longer quite so popular. But the lyricist Martin Sharnan came across a hardbacked anthology of her comic strips in the early 1970s and thought this would make a good idea for a Broadway musical. There had been successful Broadway musicals based on comic strips, like Little Abner and Charlie Brown, and an unsuccessful one based on Superman. But he enlisted a book writer named Thomas Meehan, who was also a short story writer at the time, and Charles Strauss, one of the great Broadway composers who'd actually written Superman, to join him on this new creation, a musical of Little Orphan Annie. Everyone thought it was a terrible idea, but Sharnan persisted because he had a vision that there was something about her spirit, if grounded in the context of the Great Depression in the 1930s, that would actually make for a very moving and good narrative for the musical stage. So they all teamed up and banged out different versions, and took a long time for someone to take a flyer on them. It started at the Goodspeed Opera House, if you're listening up there in East Haddam, Connecticut, rah-rah, thanks for you, in 1976. Went to the Kennedy Center, Mike Nichols produced it, brought it into Broadway, and it became a huge hit. We'll talk a little more about that. It begins in the Lower East Side in, not surprisingly, an orphanage, where there's a redhead kid who seems to be the center of all the attention down in the orphanage, whose name is Annie. She's 11 years old, and she's looking for her parents. And here from the original Broadway cast is Andrew McArdle giving us one of the great, we like to call them, I Want songs in Broadway musicals, the song Maybe. One of the genius ideas that came from the creators of Annie the Musical, Martin Sharnan, Thomas Meehan, and Charles Strauss, was to ground the show in the realities of the Depression. So our indomitable heroine escapes from the orphanage and finds herself in what was called a Hooverville shacks with unemployed people trying to make a go of it during the depths of the Depression. We'll hear two songs. One is not from Annie. It's from an Irving Berlin show called Face the Music, and the song is sung by Burl Ives. And then we'll hear a number from Annie itself from the original cast called We'd Like to Thank You, Herbert Hoover. Why these two songs? Well, they both have Herbert Hoover in the lyrics. Maybe the only two songs that did. So we'll hear them back to back. One is slightly more optimistic than the next, but the song from Annie really sets the tone for the show. So first, let's go back to the real 1933 and Burl Ives.
Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Let a smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is a-looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. Trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. Let a smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie.
Clearly, Herbert Hoover was not a favorite among the characters in Annie. And for a musical to really work, you need a really good antagonist as well. And that wasn't Herbert Hoover, but it was the villainous Miss Hannigan who ran the orphanage from which Annie escaped. And that part was given to an actress named Dorothy Loudon. And Dorothy Loudon had been a Broadway fixture for decades, always in a show that never seemed to make it. And this was her starring role, and she made complete hay out of it and won a Tony Award. And finally, I imagine in her 40s, became the star everyone thought she should be. Here's her invocation against those little moppets that tend to drive orphanage owners crazy. Little girls,
Everything around me is little. If I wring little necks, surely I will get an acquittal. Some women are dripping with diamonds. Some women are dripping with pearls. Lucky me. And each little bloomer I'd have cracked years ago if it weren't for my sense of humor. Someday I'll step on their freckles. Some night I'll straighten their curls. Send the flood, send the flu, anything that you can do.
Well, in the course of the narrative of Annie the Musical, Annie, who has escaped the orphanage and hoping to find her true parents, gets thrown back in the orphanage. She's caught by the police. But luckily, the secretary for billionaire Oliver Warbucks needs to host a child for 2 weeks during Christmas to boost his public relations capacity. And Grace Farrell comes and takes little Annie to Oliver Warbucks' huge mansion on Upper Fifth Avenue. And she finds, as who wouldn't, that she's actually going to like it there.
Annie, you're our guest for Christmas. And for the next 2 weeks, you're going to have a swell time.
Cecile will pick out all your clothes.
Green. No, blue is their color, I think.
Your bath is run by Mrs. Greer.
So, no bubbles, I think.
Annette comes in to make your bed.
The silk sheet. No, the satin sheets, I think.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
The swimming pool is to the left.
Inside the house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
The tennis court is in the rear.
I never even picked up a racket.
Have an instructor here at noon.
Oh, and get that Don Budge fellow if he's available.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
When you wake, ring for Drake. Drake will bring your tray. When you're through, Mrs. Pugh comes to take it away.
No need to pick up any toys.
That's okay, I haven't got any anyway.
No finger will you lift, my dear.
We have but one request.
I know I'm gonna like it here.
One of the things I love about musicals is they have this subtle power to instruct. I always loved it when Grace said, and get that Don Budge fellow. So if you're a kid listening to the show, as I was a teenager when it came out. I was like, who's Don Budge? I want to find out about that tennis champ or Herbert Hoover or Franklin Roosevelt, who we'll hear from in a little bit. Let's move ahead chronologically in Annie's professional story, as it were. It was made into a 1982 musical film, which is a little bit derided by critics. I don't think that's fair. I think upon seeing it again, it's got a lot of energy. It was directed by that great children's musical director, John Huston, who was, I think, 80 when he filmed it. But it's got a lot of energy, and it's got two terrific performers in it, Albert Finney as Daddy Warbucks and Carol Burnett as Miss Hannigan. So let's listen to a song written just for the movie that would happen in the course of our narrative, where Daddy Warbucks goes to the orphanage and asks Miss Hannigan to let him adopt Annie. Here's Albert Finney and Carol Burnett from the movie.
Welcome.
Miss Hannigan?
Mr. Warbucks, do you know something? For a Republican, you are sinfully handsome.
Thank you.
Why, I just go absolutely weak in the knees over men like you. My God, is that thing real?
Just sign the papers.
Wouldn't you like to see the bedroom, my little billiard ball?
Sign.
I make a very dry martini.
Right here.
I make a very wet souffle.
Just your name.
Don't be so mean. You mean old meanie?
Come, my dear.
Let's you and me make. Why shouldn't we make hay?
Have an appointment at one.
This way. You ever been to Buenos Aires?
Where?
I hunger for the Argentine.
Argentine.
Let's me and you fill up our diaries.
What? Stop.
Buy me a ruby.
No.
Why shouldn't you be mine?
Come.
I got your number.
Close.
You like to
Madam
rumble.
Madam Wild.
I'll call you Ollie.
We
my hot tamale.
Through this.
And now I got you.
File
my cucaracha.
From my pride.
Oh.
That
oh.
I.
Ay, ay, ay.
You spend your evenings in the shanties.
You had me follow.
Imbibing quarts of bathtub gin.
Bronchitis.
And here you're dancing in your scanties.
Great gams.
With some old geezer called Little Caesar.
An uncle.
You lock the orphans in the closet.
They love it.
You huck their Christmas souvenirs.
Drink.
You steal the funds you should deposit.
It's fresh.
You make them grovel while you buy lavaliers. You
must you upset me? Why don't you pet me?
Hit
you, I crave now. Let's misbehave
in
now.
Some
you want a
deep,
smoochie, my little
penitentiary.
Jail?
Sigh.
I guess I'll never know the feeling.
You'll rot in jail.
Of running fingers through your hair.
In Sing Sing.
I guess this means no Buenos Aires.
Will you sign?
Well, I don't need you.
That's fine.
So just forget
the
me.
The dotted line.
Forget my sweetness.
Don't whine.
Forget your men.
You can't decline.
Stay a sort of.
Just sign.
My bread and water.
Sign.
Wine.
Carol Burnett and Albert Finney. And I have to thank our engineer, Kyle Lynch, for extracting that wonderful song from the DVD of Annie, because the soundtrack has somehow disappeared. At any rate, so let's pick up the Annie story. Annie is belovedly ensconced in the Warbucks mansion, and even the gruff Daddy Warbucks, or Oliver Warbucks as he's known at that point in the show, realizes that Annie should see the sights of New York City. So for this great pan to the wonders of Manhattan, we will go to the television version from the late 90s. It's got Victor Garber as Oliver Warbucks, Audra McDonald as Grace Farrell, And as the starlet who arrives in New York City off the bus, we have the one and only Andrea McArdle, now all grown up and playing a different part in the TV version. So let's take it away to NYC.
NYC. What is it about you? You're big. You're loud. You're tough.
Will you be needing the car?
No, I think she's been cooped up long enough.
NYC. I go years without you. Then I can't get enough. Enough of cab drivers answering back in language far from pure. Enough of Frankfurters answering back the brother you know you're.
In NYC, too busy, too crazy.
Too hot, too cold, too late. I'm sold again on NYC. And the rundown, the big parade goes by. What other town has the Empire State and a mayor 5'2"? No other town in the whole 48 can half compare to you. NYC. Crowd, you cram, you're still the champ. Amen for NYC. The shimmer of Times Square, the pulse,
the beat,
the drive. The city's bright as a penny arcade. It blinks, it tilts, it rains.
To think that I've lived here all of my life and never seen these things. To NYC.
lonely. You crowd, you cram. You're still the champ. Amen.
Well, it's not quite halftime for Annie the Musical, but it's halftime here on Broadway to Main Street. I'm Larry Maslon. I want to welcome you to our tribute to Annie, that indomitable show with that indomitable orphan. It has currently been revived in a sparkling production at the Palace Theater. Lila Crawford is the sassy young kid who plays Annie. She does it terribly well. Katie Finneran is an eccentric Miss Hannigan. And a wonderful actor from Australia named Anthony Warlow, who I don't know, plays Daddy Warbucks with a lot of sort of certainty and panache and humor. It's a great production. Go and see it. All right, we're back to Annie the Musical from its original inception. There's a twist in the plot where Miss Hannigan's brother, Rooster, and his girlfriend named Lily St. Regis, who of course you remember is named after the hotel, come up with a scheme to defraud Oliver Warbucks with his reward for finding Annie's parents. The song is called Easy Street. There's an earlier song called Easy Street, which sort of had some, Broadway provenance for a while. I'm going to play that version, that early version of Easy Street. It's nothing to do with Annie, but I like it because it's sung by Elaine Stritch, who I think would have made a wonderful Miss Hannigan in her day. And then we're going to listen to the television version from the late 90s of Easy Street, starring three wonderful performers, Kathy Bates as Miss Hannigan, Alan Cumming as Rooster, and the incandescent Christian Chenoweth, in a very early break for her as that dumb hotel, Lily St. Regis. But first, let's hear Elaine Stritch.
Don't think I'll look for work today again. I used to look for jobs most now and then. Now it's not the looking worries me. I'm scared somebody's gonna hire me. Easy Street. I'd love to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Just sit around all day, sit and play the horses. Life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. No weekly payments you must meet to make your hair turn gray. When opportunity comes to knock, you just keep on with your rockin', 'cause you know your fortune's been made. If the sun makes you perspire, there's a fella you can hire to plant trees so's you can have shade on Easy Street. Today, when opportunity comes a knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune's been made. The sun makes you perspire. There's a man you can hire to plant trees. You gotta have shade. So please go away. I got nothing to do, Sam, and I'm doing it tomorrow.
I remember the way our sainted mother would sit and croon us our lullaby.
She'd say, kids, there's a place that's like no other. You gotta get there before you die.
You don't get there by playing from the rule book.
Uh-uh, you stack the aces.
Mm-hmm, you load the dice.
Mother dear, oh, we know you're down there listening. How can we follow your sweet advice to
Easy Street? Easy
Sis, who was the hot tomato in the fancy car?
Personal secretary to Oliver Warbucks.
The Oliver Warbucks? The millionaire?
No, the billionaire, you dumb hotel. Lives up on Fifth Avenue.
Hey, Warbucks don't live on Fifth Avenue.
He don't? Where does he live?
Easy Street. Easy Street.
What did the secretary want?
Tommy Warbucks is going to adopt Annie, this rotten orphan I despise. Now the lousy kid's going to have everything.
It ain't fair.
I know, it ain't fair.
It ain't fair how we scrounge for 3 or 4 bucks while she gets Warbucks.
The little brat. It ain't fair. This here life is driving me nuts. While we get peanuts, she's living fat.
Maybe she holds the key, this little lady,
to getting more bucks
instead of less.
Yeah. Maybe we fix the game with something shady.
Where would that put us?
Tell her.
Give you one guess.
Yes! Easy Street! Easy Street! Annie is the
Annie is the quintessential Cinderella musical on Broadway. There have been many other kinds of Cinderella musicals, way back to shows like Sally and Sonny in the 1920s. And, of course, everything works out for her. It's a slightly complicated plot. I won't spoil it for you. But she finds that the parent she's really wanted the whole time is none other than Oliver Warbucks, whom she nicknames Daddy. And the little girl Annie fills a missing spot in Daddy Warbucks' heart as well. So at the conclusion of the show, they realize in true Broadway fashion that they don't need anything but each other. Here is Andrew McArdle and Reed Shelton coming together as Annie and Daddy Warbucks.
Together at last.
Together forever.
We're tying a knot.
They never can sever.
I don't need sunshine now to turn my skies to blue. I don't need anything but you. You wrap me around that cute little finger. You've made life a song. You've made me the singer.
And what's that bathtub tune you always ba-ba-boo?
Ba-ba-ba, anything but you.
Yesterday was plain awful.
You can say that again.
Yesterday was plain awful.
But that's
not now,
that's then.
I'm poor as a mouse.
I'm richer than Midas. But nothing on earth could ever divide us. And if tomorrow I'm an apple seller too, I don't need anything but you. Hamlet needed his mother.
Woolworth needed his shop.
Orville needed his brother. Or else
he'd go
kerplop. I needed to feel that feeling of power. Now every other need has disappeared from view. I don't need anything but you.
That's some happy ending, but we haven't come to the ending of Annie quite yet. One of the stranger recording moments in the history of Broadway was a sampling of a song from the score of Annie by none other than Jay-Z in 1999. So this is probably the only Jay-Z song you'll ever hear on Broadway to Main Street, but this is his sampling of Hard Knock Life, a song sung earlier in the show by the Orphans. It is, don't worry, the clean version, not the explicit version of the song, but I think he does a good job, and I think he sums up the indomitable spirit of Annie as well. So, well, I've never said this, I'll never say it again. Take it away, Jay-Z.
Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Jiggle. Bounce. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let it bump.
Uh-huh.
The corners popping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen, for dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard, from the dope spot with the smoke block clinging the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell, my only hell. But since when y'all know me to fail? Nah, we all my with the rubber grips or shots, and if you with me, mama, rubber your and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our blocks. And my plot is stick up the world and split it 50-50. Uh-huh. Let's take the dough and stay real jiggy. Uh-huh. Let's sip the crisp and get pissy-pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my Biggie. Baby, you know it's hell when I come through. The life and times of Sean Carter, volume 2.
It's the hard knocks.
Lock down in a 10x4, controlling the house. We live in hard knocks. We don't take over, we ball blocks. Burn them down and you can have it back, daddy. I'd rather that. I float for chicks wishing they ain't have to strip to pay tuition. I see your vision, mama. I put my money on the long shots. All my ballers, that's born the clock. No one will be on top, whether I perform or not. I went from lukewarm to hot. Sleeping on futons and cots, the king size. Green machines, the green fives, the scene pies. Let the thing between my eyes analyze life's ills. Then I put it down tight grill. I'm tight grill with the phony rappers. Y'all might feel we homies. I'm like still, y'all don't know me. I'm tight grill. When my situation ain't improving, I'm trying to murder everything moving. Feel me? Gotta eat, stay on my toes. Got a lot of beef, so logically, I pray on my foes. Hustling still inside of me. And as far as progress, you'd be hard-pressed to find another rapper hot as me. I gave you prophecy on my first joint, and y'all all lamed out. Didn't really appreciate it till the second one came out. So I stretched the game out, etched your name out, put Jigger on top, and drop albums non-stop for y'all, nigga.
I don't know why Jay-Z has a hard knock life. I mean, he is married to Beyonce, after all. How bad can that be? All right, let's go to the actual end of Annie. It's Christmas morning, and none other than Franklin Delano Roosevelt has arrived at the Warbucks Mansion to welcome the Christmas spirit for the brand new Warbucks family. And here is the finale from the original cast album of the show that ran for 2,377 performances. My goodness. One of Broadway's greatest hits, Annie.
I know the Depression's depressing.
The carols are steeled, the scores are filled,
and windows are minus their dressing.
The children don't grin, the Santas are thin.
And I've heard a terrible rumor, no goodwill, no cheer, but we'll get a new deal for Christmas this year.
The snowflakes are rising and falling,
and no oil stick, no peppermint stick.
And all through the land folks are bawling
and filled with despair, cause cupboards are bare.
But Santa's got brand new assistants, there's nothing to fear. They're bringing a new deal for Christmas this year.
Fill every stadium, cheer every stadium, fill every spot, people gather.
thanks for joining us for our tribute to Annie. It's got a sparkling revival at the Palace Theater. And let's give the final word to the original Annie, Andrea McArdle, with the song that became a Broadway classic.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow, come what may. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.